In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The door to the kingdom of heaven is open. Jesus is the door and invites all people to come into the kingdom to await the wedding feast of the Lamb. Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the world, and he wants all people to be saved. Jesus reaches out to sinners. A bruised reed he will not break. A smoldering wick he will not snuff out. Jesus wants all to be saved. He calls all to repent and believe the good news that sins are forgiven in Jesus. The door is open and all are welcome. The door is open and all are welcome, but there are a lot of people who are milling around outside the door, ignoring the call to come in. There are those who say they will come through the door someday. When they're not so busy, when they're not so caught up living life. I had a young man in juvenile detention tell me once, he'd probably become a Christian when he was old, maybe 40-ish. But for now, he wanted to party, sleep around. Jesus, maybe later. And there are those who come through the door into the kingdom of heaven and live there for a while, but the busyness of life, the deceitfulness of wealth, they lure them back outside the door. They were under the reign of the Lord Jesus, but now they reject his rule. They intellectually know the door is there, and they have some sense that they probably should be on the other side in the kingdom of heaven, but, you know, life gets in the way. They had faith, and they neglected it and lost it. Other things became more important. Other gods snuck in to replace the one true God. There are so many today living in a spiritual land of opportunity where you can believe a little of this and a little of that and kind of make up your own God to cheer you on, but not one that cramps your style or would curtail your sexual adventures. Folks seem to want a weak God who pretty much does what you tell him to do. The parable of the 10 virgins is a harsh warning blasting into our lives today. The Lion of Judah is roaring to let us know he is not a passive kitten. Jesus is not a weak God of our own design. He is God Almighty. Right now, the door to the kingdom of heaven is open, and the God of mercy and grace pours out his forgiveness on sinners. Now the door is open, but the day is coming when the door will be closed. The day is coming when God's mercy and grace will cease. The day is coming when Jesus returns and there will be no more opportunity to believe the good news that Jesus died for your sins. When Jesus returns, there will be only two categories. You either believe or you do not. You are either saved or damned. And these stark categories make us uncomfortable. We want there to be some gray area. We want some mushy middle where we can muddle our way through life, not fully committing one way or the other, and we'll figure things out on the last day. But there is no gray area. And if you wait until the last day, it will be too late. When Jesus returns, the door will be closed and there will be no second chances. For the five foolish virgins who did not have enough oil, there is no mercy. While they are off trying to buy more oil, the bridegroom arrives and goes into the wedding feast with those who are ready, and the door is shut. The five foolish virgins arrive late and they find the door already closed. They cry out, "Lord, Lord, open to us." These are desperate people in desperate need, crying out for help. The answer they receive is chilling. Truly, I say to you, I do not know you. Jesus is giving us a hard teaching. There will come a day when it will be too late to come into the kingdom of heaven. When Jesus returns and those who reject him see him coming in power and glory, they will know that they were wrong about Jesus. But it'll be too late. The wise know they need to be ready. The foolish think they can get ready if necessary. Jesus is warning you today, be wise. Be ready. Stay ready. Stay connected to Jesus through his body on earth, the church. As we read in Hebrews, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. In the busyness of life, it's very tempting to give up gathering together to receive the forgiveness of sins through Jesus' word and through his body and blood in Holy Communion. It's too easy to let yourself be separated from the forgiveness that you receive in worship. Just skip a week here and a week there, and the weeks become months, and soon you drift away from God through quiet neglect. And we can come up with all sorts of reasons why we cannot make it to church. And as you make excuses, you need to honestly ask yourself, where does receiving Jesus' forgiveness fall on your list of priorities in life? The devil wants nothing more than to separate you from Jesus. He wants you to give up the wisdom of God and embrace the wisdom of the world. Now, during this time of pandemic, there are those who need to continue to stay away from in-person worship for health reasons. But it's still important to remain as connected as much as you can and return to in-person worship when you're able. If possible, come to the family unit communion if you're not able to come to in-person worship. And if health reasons prevent you from attending in-person worship, let me know, and we will bring the Lord's Supper to you. Stay connected to Jesus. Attend worship. Receive the sacrament. Read God's word. In the end, there will not be time to get ready for Jesus to return. You need to stay ready. Be wise. Stay ready. Now I get to preach this to you all who are here. You've gathered here today to receive God's gifts in Jesus. Abide in Christ. Stay faithful. Do not drift away from the church. Remain faithful until the day you fall asleep in Christ. In our gospel reading, there are those who are wise and there are those who are foolish. Be wise. And what is wisdom? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Stay ready. Reject the wisdom of the world. Seek the wisdom of God. We read in 1 Corinthians, has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. The door to the kingdom of heaven is now open. Shout it from the mountaintops. Tell everyone, now is the time to repent and believe Jesus died for your sins. Now is the time to know there is forgiveness in Jesus. Now is the time to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Now is the time to be ready and stay ready for Jesus to return. Remain in Christ. Stay ready. Be wise. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God.